And you could say that death and hell are maybe the biggest fears that anyone could face. We talked about a lot of phobias, didn't we? But maybe that you could say those two are maybe the biggest fears that anyone could face. It's hard not to be afraid of death, isn't it? Because it's the end of your life and it's so final. It's just, that's the end, that's it. It's hard not to be afraid of that. And hell is basically eternal death. It's life without God, the source of life, for eternity. It's maybe the biggest fear that anyone could ever face. And the Bible says, Jesus says, hell is the direction that we're all heading towards without God. By nature, all of us humans are running away from God, the source of life. To try and explain that, I want to try and paint a little picture for you. Okay, so if you can try and imagine in your mind's eye, everyone kind of close your eyes and just imagine a house. You don't have to keep your eyes closed. But the house is by the beach, and it's a really lovely warm house, okay? But it's the middle of winter. And in the winter, the storms come down and the rain comes down, and the beach gets really dangerous. And it gets really muddy and it gets like quicksand. But this house is safe. And there's a family that lives in this house, parents and children. And the parents have done everything they can to make this house safe and warm. They've got a lovely fire. And they give their children everything they need, all the food they need. They're really well cared for. In that house, their life is safe and secure. And in the winter, the parents say to their children, do not go outside. Because outside, it's dangerous. Outside, it's almost certain death. If you go out and go on the beach and it starts raining, it's quicksand, you're finished. And the parents say that because they love their children. They want good for their children. But the children are curious. And they're tempted. And outside looks so attractive when it's sunny. And they want to run over the beach and go and swim in the sea. So one night their parents are asleep. And the children sneak out. And they go on the beach. And the rain comes down. And the storms come. And the beach turns to quicksand. And they start sinking. And they're in trouble. And they're stuck in the mud. And they're trapped in what looks like it's going to be certain death. Now, the Bible says that's a bit like humans' relationship with God. So God made us for life with him. God made us to be safe and secure and loved in that home where there is life and warmth. And we prefer to go our own way. God says, don't go away from me. Away from me, there's death. With me, relationship with me, there's life. Away from me, there's death. But we choose independence because we prefer it. We love other things more than him. And we get trapped in the mud. And we're caught. And all of humanity is in that position. We're caught and we're trapped in the mud and we're in death. And that's why the world's not working. And we all know that's true, don't we? We all know the world's not working the way it should be. If we look around, things aren't the way they should be in this world. And if we look in our own hearts, we see that to be the case as well. Things aren't the way they should be in our hearts. And this is why. Because we've turned away from God, the source of life, and we've preferred independence. We've preferred our own way, and that leads to death. And that's what hell is. Life apart from God. And there's only death there. But, okay, the story doesn't end there. Because it's not all doom and gloom. The story doesn't end in death. Because, look at our verse. What does it say? What does Jesus say about himself? He says, I hold the keys of death and hell. I hold the keys of death and hell. If you hold the keys to a building, what does that mean? You have control over that building. If you have the keys, you can decide who comes in and goes out. We experience that at 2 o'clock every afternoon here. We can't get in because it's locked. We don't have the keys. Jesus has the keys to death and hell. He has control over them. He has total power and authority over death and hell, our biggest fears. And he has the power to save us from death and from hell. Now, how does he do that? He doesn't stay in his cozy home and throw a rope out in the mud and expect us to pull our way back in. He doesn't do that. He does something even more amazing. He dives out and joins us in the mud. He gets dirty. He comes to the world as a human, and he doesn't just stay there. He goes under. He goes to his death. He keeps going down. He goes, becomes a human and goes to his death. And as he dies, he takes on himself all of the death, all of the hell that we deserve. He goes under the mud, into the quicksand. He dies. And then, 3 days later, he bursts out again. He rises again to life. And he says, I've won the victory over death and hell. I hold the keys. I have the power. And I have the power to save you by bringing you with me out of the mud, out of the quicksand, and bringing you back to the warm home where you belong, back to a relationship with God where you belong. That's what Jesus has the power to do. And he has the power to do that for each one of us in this room. And that is really good news. That's the best news of all these three, isn't it? It's great that he's powerful. It's great that he's caring. But the best news is, because he's powerful, he can save. And because he's caring, he does save. The best news is, Jesus is our Savior. And he can save us. He can save you today. That's the best news of all. That's why we're here. That's why we exist as a church. And that's what we're passionate about. Jesus has the power to save, and he cares enough to save. Now, there's a Bible author in the Bible who uses the same kind of picture to describe being saved by God. He's a guy called David. And David was a king a long time before Jesus lived. And he wrote songs. And he wrote a song called Psalms to describe when he was in trouble. And he wrote a psalm called Psalm 40, where he was in real trouble. And I'm going to just read a few verses from this psalm. You'll understand why in a minute. So Psalm 40, verses 12 to 13, he says this: troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. So it's like David is in the quicksand. He's in the mud. His sins are overwhelming him. He cannot see. His heart is failing within him. And you might know that feeling where your heart is failing within you and you just don't know where to turn. And he cries out to God for help. And the opening words of that psalm in Psalm 40 describe what happened next. Can we have this up on the screen? Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2. Here's what he says. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. That's our God. He's a God who saves. He's a God who lifts us up when we cry out to him. And Jesus hears our cry and he lifts us out of the mud and he brings us back to the warm home we were made for. And in that place, we can know his perfect love, which drives out fear. And we don't need to be afraid of anything.